6 o'clock.
Oh my god.
That's how we're gonna start him now. Yeah, that's the sign off.
Corwin was gonna make our.
I talked to him about it, but I was too drunk. I'm sorry. Okay. He was kind of like, "What do you want it to sound like?" And I was like, "That's a question."
You're like, "I'm drinking still."
Hold on. What's your favorite podcast? You're like, "That's a question."
That's also a question.
Do you not have a favorite podcast?
I don't know.
It's like, Sock. That's what the answer.
Yeah, this is the favorite podcast. You don't. One's all you need.
You don't have a favorite.
I mean, why would you need another podcast?
So I had
today pissing in the stream of consciousness. We've got special guest Joe.
Yeah.
I feel like we should always be like, here's the idea we're starting with at the beginning of
season. And here's the idea we're starting with. Spin the idea wheel.
Okay. Because I put them on there and it's cheese and its many uses.
Cheese.
I feel like saying item and its many uses is how we should just present every
cheese
topic.
And its many uses.
But I do have a better topic because
should I say the date? No, let's not say the date because that way we can push these out indefinitely.
I was going to say we shouldn't talk about the fact that our first episode's airing today. God damn it, I just did it.
No, because it's not airing today. That's the trick.
It's true. Wow, is time even real? Does anyone know? Okay, Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
So I was talking last night to someone. I know.
Sorry
for them. I've been noticing a lot of people that I talk to because I'm like a conversation whore and I just talk to anyone about anything.
You're talking to them,
yeah, so. That's probably true. That
could you put this in a cup holder up here?
Sure.
Yeah. A lot of people tend to love something. You're gonna hear this, folks.
Hold on, we just have to explain how technology works to Joe.
Our guest.
Sorry, special guest Joe, who does not understand that microphones are on the bottom of things.
Oh, it isn't.
There we go. So that's gonna be loud and rattly. All right, everybody.
Yeah, loud and rattly.
Okay, that way.
I'm on the floor.
You're gonna get some weird noises.
Okay.
You were talking to a prostitute who you paid.
No, it wasn't a prostitute. And I feel like if the person actually figures out that I'm talking about, I talk to them, they'd be probably offended that you just called them a prostitute. But.
Whoa.
Must not be anyone.
Anyway, I've been noticing that the more and more I talk to people about their sexual preferences, it always has to do with being in a relationship, right?
That was not about cheese.
No. I said we should do it like that.
I was thinking about cheese.
I said we should do it like that.
I'm confused and scared.
Well,
Do you guys really want to talk about cheese? We can talk about cheese. I feel like they're similar because you'd always eat pizza in bed with other people. I mean, that's like a given.
Well, a cheese is somehow involved in sex, or can be, I guess.
I mean, you could eat cheese after sex.
Finish your thing.
I was interested to me that and this is something that I think Kendrick and I have talked about with regards to marriage and things like that, like what the original purpose for marriage was and things like that. But If I say and things like that one more time, someone should just slap me because it's. I've noticed I say it a lot. The supposition that you need to be in a relationship to care about someone in order to have sex with them is something that really kind of interests me as a social concept.
Now, when you say relationship,
I'm talking about what I like to call the SAMR, the socially acceptable monogamous relationship.
Okay. I just wanted some clarity because I have a relationship. With everybody here.
Exactly. And no, that's a very good point.
Right.
I agree.
I think you should always have a relationship before you have sex with somebody because that means you're fucking a stranger.
Yeah. If you don't have a relationship with somebody, you're right. From the basic level.
No, wait a minute.
That being said,
what's to be said for like one night stand situations? You meet somebody at a bar.
You don't have a relationship with that person?
Are you establishing a relationship?
Kind of. Isn't that the whole point?
You are, but I think it's about the timing. Like, what I'm saying is, until after maybe.
So what?
A one night stand happens after, you know, a night of talking to a person and finding out who they are or whatever your method is, but you basically got a relationship there. It's just a really, really brief one.
Sure. And I think that's a good point because you're never, that's what I, when it, I say relationship to people, that's what
I know,
I mean.
I know, like, but I mean, this is, I want to be clear with this because a lot of people misuse it and it's a source of confusion because if you say, well, you know, I don't have a good relationship with that guy. Like, I could say this, like, oh, that buddy there, I don't have a good relationship with him anymore. And I've said that. And it's like, wait, you were sleeping with him? We're like, no, I mean.
Yeah. So it's one of those kind of terms where you really, really need a context
associated
with it.
You need to be specific about it. Because realistically, you have a relationship to all kinds of people everywhere.
And if, like,
different levels. So if you had sex with someone you didn't have any relationship with, you'd probably just jump a stranger on the train. And that's wrong.
Yeah.
Wait, let me check my flashcards. Yeah. That's
that's the flicking of
flashcards. That's wrong.
It's not wrong. It's just not.
No, no, it's in the flashcards.
Oh, it's in the flashcards. Sorry, flashcards guys. Are not sorry, guys. Moral. Our moral universe, authority. Moral authority flashcards say that that isn't a wrong action. Patent pending, by the way.
Moral authority flashcards. Moral authority. .com.org.net.
1,000 years, moral authority flashcards.
Also, Rick and Morty reference.
So that was interesting to me because it doesn't matter if you've had sex your whole life or you have never had sex before. This idea that you need to be in a relationship before you can care about someone is Samar. Sorry, yes, thank you. A Samar before you care about someone, before you care about someone enough to do that, it can happen anytime in someone's life. It can happen after you know you were like a crack whore for like 12 years and like now you're like, whoa. I want to change now, right? So if it's that like nebulous to with regard to like how people define caring and how people define like what relationships they need to be in, like it seems to me that, and this is probably going to be the point of talking today, is sex is just an activity between two people who want to do it.
Giggity.
Just like playing a board game or video game or going to a show or, you know,
I would
climbing
say,
a mountain. There's lots of activities you do. Some I agree are more intimate, but
I would say that it's the one that's probably got the most emotional charge in our culture.
See, I would say definitely. Social charge, because so many people put sex on a pedestal.
I would say both. Then.
Yeah, but I feel like the emotional charge of sex comes from the fact that you're taught to treasure it.
I feel like Kyle's got a point on that, actually, because it is really like when you. In a lot of my experiences with this particular situation, with my my upbringing.
He's talking about
of sex.
Let's talk about sex. The intro for this one should be, let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about sex.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about sex.
Stop cheating.
We will full circle this thing, the fucking cheese, and it'll be amazing.
I'm just saying this concept of these things being like the quick upload are gone because we're gonna like post-production the shit out of these. Yeah.
No. You mean because we're adding so much music.
Because we want to put a bunch of stuff in. Like, we should add that intro and then we'll probably do it.
Joe's experience with sex, minimal at best.
It shouldn't take too long. It's funny because that's a joke.
Is it? Really?
I don't know.
That is a reference from Kendrick's life.
Okay.
Yeah, sad man. I'm a sad, sad man.
Anyway, from a lot of that, you know, with a lot of my like Judeo-Christian upbringing, sex is, yes.
Okay. Someone should start speaking Hebrew. Hey, Joe is a Jew and he's Christian, which is confusing. He's like Jesus. Joe's Jewish.
Sure.
Jew.
Whoa.
The Jew Christ. The Jew will.
Why do Jews come up in everyone?
We were talking about the Holocaust the other day.
Oh, God, now we're talking about the Holocaust again.
God damn it.
Sex life and the Holocaust.
Okay, so Joe's sex life as being.
They're not comparable.
Judeo-Christian.
Oh, so you're 6 million. That's what I hear.
I'm bringing it back. Joe, you're Jesus. Okay, go.
So, just for clarification, my Christian upbringing.
That's all you had to say.
That's all I had to say.
I don't know why you had to dress it up.
Well, fuck you then.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
Anyway, hey, girl.
Shut the fuck up for a second. My entire fucking point. Never fucking.
No, I want to hear it. I wanted to hear it. That's why I keep bringing it back.
That's fine.
Aww. Womp, no. Womp, womp.
Joe just stormed out of the car.
I'm fucking leaving.
Okay. Joe, you're Christian and your upbringing.
Christian upbringing puts a lot of focus on sex, on how, like, it should basically be avoided at any and all costs because of strictly voyeurism, because God is watching you at any fucking point. And if you're not doing the right thing, you're displeasing him.
So the right thing being what? With regard to sex.
With regard to sex, again, it gets put under this pedestal of marriage, and, like, it should wait until you have until you have somebody that you want to share the whole rest of your life with, because it's comparable or comparable. I don't know if that is.
Either of those words are functional.
It's comparable to in a lot of the Christian upbringing that I had, that, like, if you're having sex with someone, you're like giving them a piece of your soul.
Oh wow.
So.
And you're not supposed to do that with just anyone.
Well, right, yeah, because, exactly.
wait, the more we never establish how much soul you're giving. You can just give it a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you're giving pieces, you got a finite amount. You got a finite amount.
Yeah, so you just, like,
I'm going to put
down.
This out there for the fans, for future Kyle Kendrick and Joe. When you have sex, you're making horcruxes.
Sure. Sex is Horcruxes.
Sex is Horcruxes. I said it. Patent pending.
Should we make that the title of the episode?
This blog went downhill really fast.
No, it didn't. We're good. So I agree.
Okay, well, I would agree with that.
Right.
I mean, that's not, I don't know if that's a typical Christian anymore. That's a definite hardcore Catholic or whatever.
No, I don't think that's a Catholic, though.
No.
Catholics even, anyway.
But, I mean, that concept of well, I mean, there's a free love Christian community out there, too, but I mean... that social implication of not having sex with a lot of people doesn't preclude that there's an emotional element, and it doesn't. The fact that the emotional element might be based on the social thing doesn't mean it's not true either. Because I think people get really worked up and messed up in the head about sex, regardless of their social standing and situation. How they were taught, it still figures into their emotional being.
Well, but I feel like the way that things are taught is really important. Like, how we see sex and entertainment and how we see sex every day of our lives is perpetuated, much like that idea of society that we talked about. Yep. Society is self-perpetuating, right? Or so, it's self-maintaining, I guess it was. So it likes to be samey. And so, like, you see that stuff in, like, movies and media. And
it's reinforced.
Yeah, it's reinforced to think that, like, you're supposed to only have sex with that person, and that society doesn't like people who have sex with everyone. And it's actually dangerous, you know? Like, you can get fucked up. You can have a kid, blah, blah, blah. There's all these things that you can do. But it's much like driving. Like, if I drive like a maniac and don't follow, like, logical, like, sense.
But if you only drive on one road for the rest of your life.
Yeah, then I'll be safe, right? I'll be safe. I'll be so safe because I'll know that road like the back driving. Of my hand, and like I'll never penetrate that road. Laurent, oh wait, sorry, no, I'm going the wrong way.
And I would say that it depends really on where our topic actually sits, because if you're talking about the social implications of our taboos and where they come from and why we have them, that's one thing. But if you're looking at the personal interaction, Joe, what are you driving over there? Don't drive over there. But
my car.
That's the guy with the superpower.
You son of a. We have a superpower established where everywhere I go that I can somehow summon a Jeep, a guy who's driving a Jeep directly behind me, and he hates me. Hates me.
It's the worst superpower ever.
It really is.
We'll have to get that's got to be a topic of the next one. We'll have to discuss our web.
We'll come back to that. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that it depends really if we're talking about the macro or the micro. You're talking about the individual aspect or the social aspect?
I think that the social aspect determines a lot about the individual aspect personally.
I would say absolutely.
So like you're talking about the emotional connection to sex, and I think that comes from like exactly how. Because
well, it sounds like you want to talk more about the social society.
This is called stream of consciousness, bro. I'm trying to go.
The problem is I'm coming at it from a personal. You're coming at it from a society. And that's what we're.
The only reason that I started that way is because I've noticed more than one person that regardless of. You know, where they are in their sexual experience or like sex life,
right?
Saying this thing, and I'm like, how can you even know that if you've never even experienced it? Like, if this idea is put in your head, and you say, okay, Joe, I really, really, and you're gonna be guinea pig today,
okay, yes,
because you're a Jew,
and
you're
special, sorry, special guest, Juju.
like, the Jew. I really think that you should learn about, you know, pizza, and you know, pizza is a really dangerous thing if it comes out of the oven, it's really, really hot, so I really want you to be careful when you eat pizza. There's lots of different toppings for pizza, but each person has their own topping, you know, each person does what they want. You can share pizza with other people if you want, but you know, it's always good to have pizza for yourself.
But if you do that, because all the pizza's gonna be gone.
Yeah, you're gonna be, it's gonna be gone. You're not gonna have enough to share with anybody else after it's gone.
Yeah.
And I've officially just made all the suppositions that, I mean, a lot of the suppositions that have to do with like any kind of like taboo idea.
Sure, but here's kind of the side effect of that, and I feel like this is kind of the reason why sex really permeates a lot, at least in my mind. Yeah. Because it was this taboo thing that should never be touched, looked at, smelled, or even felt. It becomes this fucking mystical, this sacred chalice of like, oh wow, that's sex. I want that. And your example, like, that's pizza. It's like, wow, you just described a whole lot of things that sound awesome. And maybe trying to imagine in my mind that I have no experience with pizza or have never even seen it or heard of it until you just started telling me about it. Now it seems like, oh wow, that does sound really dangerous, but it's something that a lot of people seem to be having enjoying. And I feel like maybe I should at least ask them what it's like and figure out.
So, the main point of what I was saying is you can take any idea and put it in someone's head with presuppositions and it can become taboo. Because as soon as I start saying things that are like implying that you need to to act a certain way around something, it can start to imply a type of, like, of attitude you need to have towards it, right? Sure, so when you start saying, well, sex should only be had with someone that's married.
Right.
Or you're married.
What if I told you that one of the reasons that sex has such the draw that it does is because it's taboo?
Is that secondary to the fact?
Well,
that's a good question.
With you. That, I believe that was...
Yeah, I mean, that's, you're saying something.
Yeah,
like that.
That's what I'm saying. But above and beyond the actual, like, underlying thing, the fact that it's not necessarily that everyone's doing it and it's awesome or whatever, it's that you're not supposed to. There's a little bit of danger and a little bit of defiance.
Well, sex is dangerous.
But what I mean is that part of the draw...
STDs, bro.
Yeah, but it's no more dangerous than, like, doing any other activity that requires you to do something, like flying down the highway in a ton of metal.
Have you seen what a broken dick looks like?
Have you seen what a car accident looks like where people have died because they're just driving? Like, it's the same thing.
What I'm saying, though, is one of the big draws, aside from the direct neurochemical draw, which is not necessarily that unusual or unobtainable elsewhere, is that there is an air of, you know... mystique to it. You're not supposed to do that. There's a little bit of that in there. And I think that we live in a culture, because we live in the culture we live in, it's placed on a higher regard, even among people who don't subscribe to the notions that the culture has. And that it that's one of the reasons that it has such a draw.
And so, like, these people that, do you think that there's people out there that specifically do a certain thing, or have a certain attitude about sex in order to continually make it, like, bad, you know, bad boy, taboo, or, like, continually...
Okay, well, I can tell you the history a little bit of that, at least from what I understand.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is, if you go back far enough, because sex is taboo in a lot of places, and it's taboo in different ways in a lot of places, but the biggest problem is establishing fatherhood. Establishing motherhood ain't too terribly difficult in any kind of society.
Okay.
But the problem is a lot of places that have had a family unit have this concern about ensuring that the dude sticks around. And in order to ensure that, culture started to come about. Precisely how, I don't know that anyone knows. I may not have remembered that part. But essentially, these systems come about to be able to track who's the father of a child. And in that sense, it boils down to control, and there's all kinds of social ramifications, what I'm saying, and I'm not saying that this is ethical or right, but essentially in a tribal context where you need to know where you want to have a family, and there's a marriage concept in there, and the marriage comes to the same thing, which is where when you have kids, if you want to have one dude protecting them, who will protect them as his own kids, as we know, people get very protective of their own children, but only if they know it's their own children. So it became this way to show paternity, which was women are not to be touched except by someone who's already committed to having their kids.
Sure, I get it.
And so that was where sex exclusively for procreation.
Yeah, so that's the point I was going to bring up. You're right, that's sex exclusively for procreation. Let's look at what happens when sex becomes an activity.
Well, we have transcended sex for procreation, and we've broken nature, as we love to do in literally every other way, as I sit here with my cut hair and my pants.
You don't have to wear
and
those
my
pants,
glasses that I'm wearing, like, and my my rigorous,
take those
you know, section whatever of time into 24 hours and all the other stuff we've done as we drive down a man-made road in a vehicle we built burning oil we made, like all of this stuff that we do to just piss all over nature. We then found the very core of our existence from a biological sense to procreate, and then we just kicked it in the dick.
Sure. So, like, are you saying I'm saying on the podcast Kendrick Evans hates sex. Just kidding. That's degenerate. I like that idea. Because I think viewing sex as an activity is incredibly hard for people to do. Like,
because we're wired not to. I think that there is a biological component to attachment from sex. Like that has a biological component beyond the society. Now you can break your biological components.
Well, I think it's more about like established. Well, yeah, you're right. There's probably you're talking about breaking dicks. I guess you're right.
Vasectomies.
Yeah.
Like, hey, TikTok.
The trust, I think it's a, like, for a lot of people, it has to, like, they've translated that now need of, like, into trust. Like, they pull everything back into this, like, care, caring. Well,
I would
trust.
I would say that there is a biology. They've done the experiments and found that you fire more of the hormones and neurotransmitters for bonding during and after sex. And that you can't deny that. Now, you may not feel it as strongly. You could ignore that. Sure. There's all kinds of things in there, but there's some biological components.
Sure, and I get that.
Now, having said that,
I guess
context that you put that bonding in.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
We're fancy brain monkeys, and we can change how we feel about stuff.
Quit reading my mind, because it's gonna just be you talking.
I'm in the back. I gotta shout. Get my point.
So, like, I agree. So those things that
in the back. Talk about sex.
It's like connection is only tied to relationships, and I kind of give people a hard time.
Not Sammers.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I need to fucking use my own terminology.
Yeah, and I'm gonna drive.
That's fine.
Ass.
Please do, because it's supposed to be what I'm saying is Samar every time. Because, like,
Samar.
The fact that when people say, I don't want to have sex unless I'm in a relationship because I need to care about the person. It kind of, in a way, I kind of give them a hard time because I'm like, what, all my friends I don't care about? Like, I don't care about my friends enough? They're like, no, it's a different kind of, like,
it's
caring.
Bad word choice on their part.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's my point. It's like, I'm going to dig it on you. I'm going to dig down because I want you to see that.
I want you to want me.
Yeah. I need you.
That's a song. Wait, who is that?
I don't fucking know.
I can't look it up on my phone.
All right. So,
I
think that's a good point. Like, the connection, the context in which you place that bonding is very important.
It's elective.
But I would challenge anybody that thinks about that to think about, like, why they need to, like, what the result of the bonding is. It's just a stronger interaction.
It's just a strong bond.
It's a strong.
It's just called two brothers.
So with that though, it's like, so do you hold for the Samar idea? Do you hold one person as to be more important than
you're married? Rest of, so you're
oh yeah
you're
no exactly Samar. I'm bringing okay. I'm coming at this from
I thought,
that.
I thought you were asking me how you should care about Laura, and I was like, dude, you have to know this already.
Don't fucking name drop now. Just kidding.
Wait, no, name yeah, drop?
No. You're name dropping anybody if you're actually talking. Yeah. About it. Especially fucking Reggie.
God damn it, Reggie.
He's got the worst relationship ever.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's like you actively, what is the active process from your perspective, Kyle, that makes you think, like, where you would devil's advocate this with me and look at it from, like, my perspective. If you had married somebody, what would have been your elective process for making them be more important as a relationship than anybody else?
Oh, Joe, you can't ask that right when I'm at Interlochen and we have like 10 minutes left to drive. That's a whole other.
That's another podcast. Yeah. I also don't think Kyle is capable of that. So.
No, I am. I think
no,
I'm.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I'm not. Apparently, I'm not. Okay. I think I am.
He's just not.
I'm no, not. No, I've been watching you for many years. You're not capable of it.
Of having a Samar?
Yeah.
I think I am, but it would require so much on both people's parts that it's not usually worth it.
It's untenable.
Yeah.
That's Sublime, that song earlier.
That's Sublime. I want you to want me.
That's not what I said. That's not even. Those are none of the lyrics that we actually said. I said, I want you to want me.
Oh, that's.
None of those words are.
Oh, yeah, no, I started singing that in my head, and now I'm thinking that's what I got stuck in my head. So that's Sublime, by the way.
So Joe was singing a song by himself quietly in the corner.
While I was talking. Oh, man.
So anyway, I guess I would put it to you that the people who you're struggling with, Kyle.
It's not struggling. It's just an observation.
Damn it, Kyle.
Damn it, Kyle. Okay, carry on.
The people that you're interacting with in a fashion that causes you to remark upon their behavior in a way that is mystifying to you.
Perfect.
You're every time you have me do that deep breath and then use a bunch of words, it kills me a little inside and I hate you.
Perfect.
Good. So those people Kyle is struggling with.
God damn it.
Struggling being defined by that word I just said. Those words I just said.
You didn't even say that. Okay.
Anyway. The people that you're interacting with there, what they're doing is completely unexamined. Again, I think that they're feeling their feelings right after sex or during or around whatever, and they're just immediately experiencing them and internalizing them and not examining them. And so as a result, they take it to be a high high level of affection and attachment that they're not willing to commit to other people because they've probably been hurt or they just don't think you're supposed to do that. But I would suggest to you that they're not considering that the bonding sensation could be misplaced or directed elsewhere or examined and evaluated and monkey brained.
Or but, just actually treasured for what it was and they don't have to true. Do any but then type again, of...
That ability to examine your emotional you're state right. is an unusual one that may or may not make us sociopaths.
Oh, it does.
Okay. No, it's one of the things that makes
us... Oh, sorry, you're right.
It's one of
we're
the
not dive bars, we're just part dive
skull,
bars.
The skull collection that I have in the basement is...
That's the psychopath
it's
part.
It's a psychopath. Okay.
There's no difference.
We're not... No, stop using the words differently. They're not different. We've gone over this.
Oh, really?
We'll go over it again.
So what you're really trying to say is that when you eat a piece of cheese, and that cheese tastes good, and you want to, like, you know, put that cheese in your cheese library for future use, you really have to sit there and think about...
Other cheeses.
And yeah, say...
and how you may feel about other cheeses.
Yeah, and say, like, okay, so this cheese is good like for right now, but I don't...
Well, there's different styles of cheese, too. There's grated, there's sliced.
See, there's different types of people. But, like, I think a lot of these conversations are going to come back to the unexamined life, you know? Like, what does it mean for someone to do something and then not think about it? Or, like, how many times do we have to sit here and try to work through somebody else's...
Is it too late to change the podcast name to Totally Examined Life or something like that?
Totally Over-Examined Life.
Totally Over-Examined.
Well, the beautiful part about us having our own podcast is that we can do whatever the fuck we want.
I feel like we should change the name at least 6 times a day.
Okay. Does it always come back to the same name later? But
I don't know.
Okay.
Here on Pit Sock.
Well, everybody... That is the discussion about cheese and sex. So,
yeah, so that somehow we got cheese in there. I mean, we still have like 3 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I need to get gas.
What are your
though.
Favorite cheese positions?
Oh, cheese positions, man. Grilled.
Good.
Grilled.
Deep fried.
Boom. You already had one, Kyle.
Oh, sorry.
I will be taking deep fried.
Shredded cheese for me.
I will be taking deep fried.
I will take that for myself.
Quesadilla like.
Too late.
So, no, like, liquid...
No,
I'm gonna open people's minds to those positions that
you have. Are we not just shouting out styles of cheese?
No, not styles, but preparations of cheese.
Preparations
of cheese? Oh, man. Because
what are your opinions of Colby Jack?
You can't just hijack it like that, Kyle.
Favorite cheese?
Favorite cheese, go.
Colby Jack.
Colby Jack, good choice. Mm-hmm. Good, solid
Love
choice.
Colby Jack.
Kendrick, what do you got?
I was actually going to go with Colby Jack, so...
Oh, well.
Colby Jack's
a popular cheese.
Fresh mozzarella. Fresh mozzarella.
Ah, okay. There you
like
go.
The good shit.
I think I dig a... I think I'm just a pretty standard person. Like, the cheese that's in my mac and cheese on all my burgers is just what I like, so I'm going to have to go with, like, a sharp cheddar.
Sharp cheddar?
I mean, I know it's simple, and I know it's not the tastiest of cheeses, but it's what my body craves.
How do we
craves.
Feel about the weird cheeses out there? The Gruyere's, the...
I don't mind
Camembert.
Them if they're soft.
I fucking do not like brie.
Me either, actually.
It's... Everyone fucking talks it up like it's this really high-end, wonderful thing. And we're talking like about sex again.
It tastes kind of like a...
See? Cheese and sex.
Cheese and
they
sex
go together.
It tastes kind of like a...
They're both really gooey.
Yeah.
And they make weird sounds when you chew them and they're not fully done. Wait. I don't know where that
Kyle,
was.
Kyle, we may have to revisit that later.
There's a distinct foot odor sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, gross. Okay.
This one's not going on the website.
It is. All of these are going to go on the website.
Sweats.
If people want to listen, that's their prerogative. They have to. They
Do
have
we have
to suffer.
Standards, by the way, or like
I don't
define.
Think so.
I don't think podcasts are affected by the FCC.
Have you guys?
They
no,
don't
no,
want
I,
what your standards
us,
are
like,
though.
Is there acceptable or not acceptable? Obviously, we're swearing. That's fucking.
Well, weird. We just had an entire possible podcast about sex, so we.
Yeah, but like, who fucking hasn't?
I would say we were surprisingly not
really?
Vulgar. Yeah. I mean, like, we weren't, like, ramming it, yeah! Like, we weren't in that kind of mode.
I don't think that we've needed to define a boundary yet, so let's not even
You're not
worry.
Big on boundaries.
I am. I have... Oh, my God. I have lines and stuff I know I draw. I'm just saying, like, we don't need to sit here and worry about... Like, oh, my God, did we just say fornication instead of sex? Holy
oh,
shit.
Oh, no, we'll have to cut that out.
Snip, snip. Yeah, cut that out in post, which we're not doing, so...
We're totally gonna do post.
Are we? Turn this shit off. Bye, everybody. Have a good day.
Okay.
I'm gonna get gas. Right,
yeah, we're doing. Well, I guess we're done now. Six I mean, talk, we
off.
Could be. We could talk for a couple more minutes.
You want to talk while
but,
I'm getting gas?
I mean, we could, but I guess we're not.
Not
we can't.
Car.
We can't. Whatever. Kyle decided that we're not even going to make it to a full 30 minutes because Kyle.
No, wait. How far are we out?
29 minutes.
Oh, shit. Well, this light's going to last till 30, right?
Yeah.
So,
this is the stuff after you sign off that's like the blooper reel?
No, it's we're not. I haven't signed off yet.
I know, but we did.
I'm sign holding
off.
The phone.
You signed off.
Yeah.
You signed off, so stop.
I'm a guest here.
Kyle, stop talking. You don't sign off. You sit in your cage.
Little do you know, every guest that's on sits
that's,
on.
That's a Eagles are turning people into like, horses. People turning people into horses from Britannic.
And then.
Okay, 30 seconds left, and we're not going to make it. We're just going to be.
Wait, I'll do this.
If he just like loops around a couple of times.
Well, you can stop, and we can just shoot the shit for 20 seconds.
It's funnier to loop. Positioning
I understand.
Car
I understand that.
Better exit.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay, guys.
For a better position.
Then we're back to it. 10,000
years, sit sock.
All right, everybody. This is Pit Sock. Sit sock.
Thanks for having me.
Sitting in a stream of piss. Today, right? Consciousness.
Pissing in the... Not sitting in the...
Pissing in the...
We're done here.
Out.
I don't know what's going on.